வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of June, 1975, in Denver, Colorado.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam.
Yes, very nice. When Mangal Arati takes place?
4:30.
Coca-Cola is 50 cents.
Well, it's a very big glass of Coca-Cola.
First came to America, butler. One quarter is exactly like this. You had been in butler?
No.
Like this.
I noticed that one review of your books was written by Mohanlal Sharma of Slippery Rock College. He wrote a very enthusiastic review.
Yes, he claimed to be the first one to receive you at a college.
Yeah. Very nice. He came to see me in New York once with his family. Thing is that people are working so hard day and night for this temporary years, less than that, laboring, they can go to back to her, back to God. Little labor. But they do not know. Krishna says, Janti Deva Pratha Devan Kitin Janti Kitri Pratha Vitejya Janti Madhyajina Vijanti Ma. Just to get a nice car, a nice wife, and a few children, while working so hard, Bhutejya. And the same level, Madhyajina Vijanti Ma. If he divorces for Krishna consciousness, he goes mad to him. Are you unhappy? What do you think? Just see the foolish people. They're working so hard for nothing. Everything will be finished after this death. And he'll become a cat or dog or a tree. You see? Jivi jago, gora chanda bol. This is our mantra. You rascal, get up. Take to this Krishna consciousness and solve all your problems.
People say that if we want to do this, it's all right, but we shouldn't insist and go and preach to them. Everyone has his own way.
Because you are a human being, you rascal, you animal, you are sleeping, we are just trying to awaken you. Because you are a human being. And suppose a boy, a child, is going this side. We are human being. We shall say, no, no, you go right. Shall you say that?
No.
You shall try to save. Oh, why do you? That is our business. That is every human being's business. To do good to others. That is human life.
Actually, according to law, if someone is in trouble, if he's being attacked by someone, and someone sees this and does not do anything to help him, he can be prosecuted.
Yes.
It is his obligation to help someone in trouble.
Yes. Not that this man is going to hell, let him go to hell. I am happy. That is not human. That is Vedic civilization. Paropaka. Not to exploit others.
lot of times Srila Prabhupada, they say that we're just escaping by not going
how
to
we
work,
are
not having jobs.
How we are escaping?
A lot of times they say that we don't have jobs and that we should work.
So I say, like a rich man, does he work? We are rich men. We don't work. You rascal, you have no money, you are. We are rich men. I say, like you are. Any rich man, you see, he is not working. He is escaping. What is that? Any rich man who has got money, he is not working. He is engaging all the fools and rascals in the factory. See, is that easy escaping?
A lot of times they say that we're just...
First of all, take one answer. That we are rich men. We are Krishna's son. So why shall I work like you? An ass. An ass will work. Unnecessary. We are not asses.
Actually, we're more active than ever before.
Yeah. We are rich men's son, Krishna's son. Why shall I work? That is the nature. A rich man's son summer work. He enjoys. We are dancing and taking nice prasadam. Why shall I work? What do you think? Poor man will work. Rich man, why will work? He'll enjoy. Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jabgatam Sam Sabalokumas. He is the proprietor of all planets. And we are servants of Krishna, rich man's servants. Why shall I work so hard? The ass will work hard, not a human being. And that is the instruction of Vishabda. Nayang deho deho bhajamani loke kastan kaman arhati bir bhujani. This human life is not meant for working so hard for food and sex enjoyment. That is the business of the hogs. The hogs do like that. They work day and night to find out some stool, and as soon as a little strength, he enjoys sex without discrimination, mother, sister, anyone. Is that life? Tell me, you are working like hogs, and we are living like human beings. That is the difference. If somebody does not work like hog, does it mean he is escaping?
Just see.
The hog is asking to work like hog. Why human being will accept this proposal? Marshall theory, I'm a student of economics. He says the human nature is, unless he has got some obligation, he will not work. That is the beginning of economics. If one has got sufficient to eat, he will not work. When he is obliged to work, for some reason, he works hard. That is the economic theory. So nature is, it is not escaping. If I have got sufficient to eat, why should I work? What is the answer? Is it not escaping? It is comfortable life. Not to work and get everything, all necessities. That is comfort. And working hard, getting the necessities, that is for the hogs and dogs, not for human beings. You rascals, see, open your eyes, see that we have no business, we have no food, stock, and still we are not worried. We do not know what we shall eat in the evening, but still we are not worried. We are not worried. Oh, I shall eat. I came here without any subsistence. That I mean I did. I had to work very hard. Karmis, they work hard because they are asses. The ass example is given. Just like the picture you have seen as.
In the movie, yes.
He's loading so much. And what is eating? Little grass. But the ass does not know the grass is available here. Why shall I work for me? That is ass. He is working so hard for a few morsel of grass, and the grass is all over the world, but he will take the load. That is us. My problem is eating, sleeping, mating, so I can arrange for these things very easily. Anywhere I till the ground and get some food. I keep some cows and I have got to land, then my whole economic person is solved. Why shall I make babharamba? You do it,
But why should you forget your real business? That is the defect, that you are so foolish that only for this maintaining body you have forgotten your real business.
Hmm? Not everyone has the opportunity to get land and cows, to till their land and grow their food.
No opportunity?
Not enough, Srila Prabhupada.
Not enough. Let them come, I shall give them. So much land in America. They say no land.
It's like the trishaw driver. We invite him to our temple. He says he has to work so hard, he will not come.
He'll go to the brother, that he has got time. To the liquor house, to forget his labor. This is civilization. Mura civilization. Why the communists coming in? What is the philosophy of the communists?
Wealth should be shared by everyone.
That means they also do not wish to work so hard. They are saying their capitalists are sitting very comfortably and working. They are also thinking, escaping. Is it not? So the natural tendency is that I will not work and still I will get my very natural tendency. The material world means avidya karma sanga anya tya shaktirishrati. This is out of ignorance they are working so hard. In the spiritual world there is no question of working. You get everything. Chintamani, prakara sadma. Everything, whatever you want. So why not endeavor to go there? Why should work like hogs and dogs?
They will accuse us of being parasites.
Parasites? Huh?
Parasites lives off another.
No, parasites means if I take others' property, others, if I enjoy others, that is parasite. But we are not enjoying others' property. We are enjoying our father's property. Isha vasamidam sarvam. Krishna is the proprietor. Why do you say parasite? And we are good children of Krishna. Krishna says, don't work, I shall give you everything. Actually, Krishna says that. So why you are working so hard? Sarvadharman Pratyajamamani. You just under me, I shall give you protection. Whatever you want. And we are getting everything. Why parasite? Thinking in that way, that we are giving up meat and the Sarata house proprietor, they are sorry, then how our business will go on? As if that is a very nice business. The sooner you close that business, it is good for you. But he is thinking, how my business will go on? If all these people give up meat eating, then how the Sarata house will go on? That is the logic. And our logic is the sooner you close the slaughterhouse, the better. This is our logic. That's how the breweries, they are worried how business is gone. They are giving up a cigarette factory. They will be sorry.
The main industry in the state of Colorado is the slaughter of cows.
Even Marmoro. The slaughterhouse maintainer is advised that you don't die, don't live. Ma jivo, ma moro. Your position, now, if you live, just see how horrible business you are doing. Huh? And if you die, you will be slaughtered. Better, you don't die, don't live. Nice path, nobody is coming. We Krishna conscious people, we are taking advantage. We have worked so hard, we are sleeping. We are taking advantage. So they are escaping and we are escaping. And just see how foolish they are. They have worked so hard and they are not taking advantage. We are taking. So our policy is that you work hard and we go and take from you. This is not escaping, this is intelligence. that you work hard as hell, you are foolish asses, and we take advantage. George Harrison, he is working hard, isn't it? And he works hard and he gives a house, Bhaktivedanta Manav. We are not going to construct. Is that escaping? Or it is internet? That you work hard and give it to me, we enjoy. This is intelligent. This is not escaping. And that is going on. The capital is, they are engaging these rascals, asses, in the factory and in the enjoying life. That is intelligence. That is not escaping. You know the story of the stag and the jackal? The jackal fell in the well, water. He was not unable to come. So one stag came there. What is this? Oh, it is so nice. I'm dancing. It is very nice. So he also fell down. And as soon as he fell down, he got on his head and got out. So that is intelligence. They let this rascal work hard and make a nice park for us, and we shall take advantage of it. This is intelligence. And it is called Ajagar Vritti. Ajagar Vritti, Ajagar means a big snake, it's called Ajagar. So this mouse, they make hole and want to live there. And the comfortable living, in the meantime, the Ajagar comes, he eats that mouse and lives comfortably. The hour is Ajagar Vritti. You work for the hole to live comfortably, but we take possession of the house and live comfortably. Asanjali, the storekeeper, they ask our man that you do not work, you live so comfortably, and working so hard, we cannot live so comfortably. And as soon as we ask, you also come and join, they will not. No, we shall work like this. We are asking everyone, come here, and that will not come. And that is their envious. Therefore they say escaping, that they are living at the cost of others, so comfortable. That is their envious. They see they have got so many cars, their face is bright, they are eating nicely, and they have no problem, so they are envious.
They would do it immediately if they knew how. Huh? If they knew how, they would also do it immediately.
No, we are inviting them, come here. Why do they not come? And that is difficult for them, to chant Hare Krishna and dance. Now it is very big, heavy task for them. They will not come. The most difficult thing is that as soon as they come and they know there is no tea, no liquor, no meat, no cigarette, so many no's. That a draftman said, that one draftman came to inquire that some of the boys, to escape from the draftman's call, they join this Hare Krishna movement. So what is the comfort there? They join instead of going. So when studied, that there is no meat, there is no liquor, there is no smoking, there is no gambling. So he said, it is more difficult. Still they come. It is more difficult than to go and fight. So, how it is wonderful. Actually, for the Kormi, it is very difficult job. Even Lord Jetland, he said, it is impossible to do this. Actually, it is impossible. And that is the adoration of Professor Jula. So these dirt addicted boys, how they have become Krishna conscious? That is his wonderful thing. You can say that we are escaping this horrible condition of life, meat eating, drinking, and intoxication. We are escaping this thing. Not escaping happiness. You are escaping happiness.
the psychologist says that the real responsibility is to enjoy sex life. And that in that way we're...
Well, that hog also enjoys. What is the difference between you and hog? The hog enjoys, unrestrictedly. The cats and dogs also enjoy. So what is the benefit of becoming human being, civilized man? That enjoyment is there in the hog's life, in a better way. Here I've got some discrimination. Here is my sister, here is my mother, here is my daughter. But there is no such distinction. You enjoy life and become a hog. And that is waiting for you, next life. There is no law of raping among the hogs and dogs. Huh? They can capture any female. But in the human society there is a restriction. So, hogs and dogs are better enjoying sex life. You become hog and dog. Why civilized man?
When we tell them that, they think, oh, that's very nice.
But if you are waiting for getting that wet, if you are small, you can get that nice. Yes?
One scientist recently did a study on mosquitoes, and he found out that all mosquitoes do is have sex and eat. And he was lamenting. He said, well, these mosquitoes, they
probably...
That's all they do. He said he was amazed that they have so much sex life, mosquitoes. So then the scientist, he was lamenting. He was thinking, oh, these mosquitoes, they probably do not enjoy the sex life. And he sounded as if he was... wish he was a mosquito to find out.
Yes, mosquito flies, I've seen. Even the sparrows. Sex life is the center of happiness in this material world. And all forms of life.
They think that sex life for humans is the best, is the better sex life. That the animals, they really don't know
there
how to enjoy.
There is another foolishness. If you take some palatable thing in different pot, does it mean the taste changes? You take some juice in the golden pot or iron pot. Does it mean the taste of the juice is changed on account of golden pot? That is another foolishness. Taste is the same. Either you drink it in golden pot or iron pot.
Bhagavatam says, unless the person is influenced by Maya, how can he do such a thing?
Therefore, we say that whatever you are doing under the influence of Maya, it is suffering. It is not enjoying.
In Krishna Loka, are there asses?
Yes, maybe. But they are not these asses. Krishna, I don't. The cow has by their keeping only cows. We never saw any ass, a goat.
They killed all those asses. They killed Denakasura and all those.
Yes, there are asses, They killed. But they are also... That means asses are there.
Srila Prabhupada, I thought you said that the demons are not in Krishna Loka. That's just in Gokula when Krishna comes here.
Yes. Krishna wants to enjoy to kill the demons. Krishna Loka, there is no demon. He doesn't get that opportunity. That way he comes down to enjoy killing. He is being hunted by killing, enjoy. So Krishna enjoys by killing the demons. Demonic mentality. I shall not do anything which will be enjoyed by others. And human mentality that I shall do something which will be enjoyed by others. That is human.
In India, isn't it the system that after they harvest the wheat, they leave some on the ground for the others to come and pick?
Yeah. No, they distribute while in the field. They give to the Brahmin, to the temples, to the king, and they balance it. This is a Vedic system that if I grow something, First of all, 25% to the king. Then to the temple, to the Brahmins, to the poor. And then balance, I said. And they produce so large quantity, they do not feel any scarcity. And when the trade came, people understood, then they want to say, why shall I give to the temple? Why shall I give to the Brahmin? Save it, I shall sell it, I shall get more money, and I shall drink. When trade came, when there was no trade, you grow your own food and distribute, really. In my Guru Maharaj's time, they are collecting the rice and other food grain, huge quantity. They are giving. And now they are not giving. They think that if I sell, I shall get so much money and it will help me for my drinking.
So, Prabhupada, what would people do who live in areas where things are not grown so easily, like in the colder areas?
Why should you live there? Why don't you come where things are grown?
This excessive cold is only punishment.
Yes.
Previously, there was not such excessive cold on the planet?
There was, for the punishable person.